The Ever-Running Man, A Sharon McCone Mystery, by Marcia Muller. Narrated by Susan Erickson.
Monday, February 20th. Here's what we have on the Ever-Running Man, High said. He dropped the fat file on my desk and sat in one of the client's chairs, stretching out his long legs and crossing them at the ankle. I poked the file with my fingertip. It was at least 3 inches thick, with multicolored pages. This is the job you mentioned last night at dinner.
Right.
And why is he called the Ever-Running Man? Long story. Maybe you should read the file, and then we'll talk. I shook my head. I prefer an overview from you first. Momentarily, he looked disconcerted, running his fingers through his thick, dark blonde curls. A handsome man, my husband, with his hawk nose and luxuriant mustache and intelligent brown eyes. Normally self-assured, too. But he seldom dealt with me on a professional basis. I'd contracted a few times with Renshaw and Kessel International, the security firm in which he was a partner, but I'd reported to either Gage Renshaw or Dan Kessel. Sitting in my client's chair and having me set the terms was something High wasn't altogether prepared for. To put him at ease, I motioned to the file and said, "Facts, reports, other people's insights, they're static. Why don't you fill me in? Make the situation come alive." He nodded. He was primarily a hostage negotiator, not an investigator, but he understood the process.
"Okay. You asked.
Why you call him the Ever-Running Man?"